When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Lions, Vikings, the grand finale before the playoffs. How do we approach it? Also, some interesting numbers and just milestones that are on the line. So, look, from a how we play it standpoint, and I'll get to Troy Weaver at 4. I'm not going to upend my positive afternoon. I want to play everybody. I think Dan Campbell is the right approach. Yeah. We'll get to that at 4. I want to play everyone. I think Dan Campbell's comments, I think the way this team got screwed, I think it's important to get it back on track. And look, it's a divisional opponent that I want you to be the last thing they see before they go to sleep. So I'm playing. And Rico, not that it's right or wrong, it is a different viewpoint. Rico says, sit everyone. You don't play anyone. You just rest. No risks. Let's roll. Like, there's nothing to be earned here. Now, I will tell you, you sit everybody, you probably lose the game, and then you have a 0.0 shot of getting to the 2-seed.
Okay.
And remember, those games are at 4. So I would play, and I'm playing my people. Go ahead, Rico, what?
No, but you play, and someone gets injured, and you still don't get the 2-seed. What did you gain?
Man.
Things. So look, let's talk about it. People, 248-539-9797. Now, here are some of the, not, you know, milestone things, and you can, if you're not interested in this, that's fine too, but you have a chance at doing something really rare, which is a pair of 1,000-yard backs. David Montgomery comes into the game, 975 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs, 950 yards, 915. So you got a chance for a pair of 1,000-yard backs. You have a tight end. This is the most stunning one, okay? And no, I don't think he'll get the record. The record for a rookie tight end is 1,076. Who was that? I don't think it was Kyle Pitts.
That was Dicka.
Real Dicka?
Yeah. Man. Dicka, mini bears, Dicka. Laporta has 860. So he's 140 away from a 1,000-yard season as a rookie tight end. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown. 112 catches, 10 off CD Lamb for the league lead. But I mean, milestone putting up 120 catches. He's had an unreal season. Man. So just some milestones that are there. What is that? What am I losing my mind?
Man.
Is that you?
Say it how you want to say it, Mike.
Hi, TJ. What's going on?
we're trying to figure out if you knew I was here or not. That's all. No, we're listening.
Well, no, I assumed you just vaped out and weren't going to show up. No, it's fine. I just thought, you know, vaped out on us. You'd had enough, and then that was it. How are you, bud? I'm sorry,
pal. No, that's next week. That's next week.
No, we're good, Mike. We're good.
I was enjoying the list you were giving out. Here for the front row seat, man, enjoying it.
Some fun stuff. So tell me where you're at as a player with the rest thing. You know, are you Team Rico, Team Mike, or are we both crackheads?
No, I think you're both correct. I don't think that you have to look. The biggest thing that you can do coming out of this game is stay healthy. The second biggest thing you can do is come out with a win. So if you have guys that are beat up, you sit them down. Frank Ragnow, we know, has been dealing with a toe injury for 2 years, right? Decker is an older guy, right? Jameson, we know, is beat up. Laporta's, you could tell, was banged up after the game, but on the injury report. If those guys are banged up, you're going to need those guys next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't take any chances with them. However, I think that this rest narrative has a different tone to it when you say, you know what, we're going to rest guys. That basically, a lot of people think, hey, we're just going to lay down. We're going to run out there, do some cute things. And you know what, other team, you guys go ahead and win the game. I think that's what a lot of people think when you hear coaches say, we're going to rest players. I however, think that with this team, you know, and the youth that they have and the inexperience that they have when it comes to big-time games and playoff games, that you need to try to do everything possible to keep momentum going into the playoffs. I've been a part of both where, you know, we've sat a bunch of starters. Mike, you'll remember this one, 2011. We were 15-1 up there in Green Bay. We sat a bunch of guys last week. What happened the first playoff game? We got blew out by the Giants. I've been a part of
you
other
hate
teams.
To see it.
Right. I've been part of other teams where we rested guys and we came out, man, and we're on fire, right? So I don't, what I'm trying to say, I don't think there's any magic recipe. I just think with this specific team.
No, TJ.
You have to try to keep the motivation, or at least the momentum rolling into the playoffs.
Certain guys, you don't need to see them out there.
Yeah, I don't need to see Frank Ragnow go prove himself and win a bunch of one-on-ones.
Decker,
I know what he can do.
I'd leave Decker. You know what? You're on the sideline too. Don't need to see you out there. You're more important for us 2 weeks from now. Goff, you're on a short leash. You're going to go out there, maybe get a quarter, and then I'm pulling you from the game because if we lose you, it changes everything. So there are and Aiden Hutchinson as well.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's not like you're up for a record or anything. So, son, I'm going to go out there. You may play a half, but the second half, I don't need you out there as well. I don't need you rolling an ankle. I don't need any of that. You're too valuable. I'm not saying sit everybody. I'm saying sit your key players down.
See, I would sit the key players that are battling through something pre-existing down. And I would dangle a carrot for the rest of the guys. Say, you know, you want to go put a sweatshirt on and a hat on, you know, on the sideline?
Get up 30 touchdowns.
Go up 30 points in the second half, and we'll shut you guys down. Go grab a Gatorade bottle.
Let me ask you a question. Could Dan Campbell just go to the guys and go, look, here's the deal, man. Just win this game by at least 4 points. for the people of Detroit. Could you do that? Because we may or may not be laying three. Could we do that?
And you know, even
for the people cash the of Detroit, ticket, for the download it wherever you get your podcast.
I see where you're going with that one.
I was about to say it always comes back to that.
Here's even the thing, too, that I think we could all agree is very unlikely that Philadelphia and Dallas are both going to lose.
Correct.
I actually think there it's likely weird the Eagles do. I think the Eagles are cashed out and a mess, and the Giants are a bunch of try-hard boners.
I agree with you on that one. And TJ, also, the Dallas one, TJ, I mean, look, TJ,
stop.
I'm not saying you it's probable.
No, don't fall weirder for what he's doing.
Weirder things have happened.
Don't fall for things have happened. You know what
he's
saying.
What's more probable?
You know who Philly's playing,
what's more probable? Hold on.
The Giants.
What's more? Gentlemen, a simple question to test TJ's resolve. What's more probable, the Commanders beat the Cowboys or the Huskies beat the Wolverines?
The Commanders beating the Cowboys.
Thank you.
Did I get it right?
No.
Who knows? There's still a part of you that holds out hope. I don't think anybody down there is saying, oh, man, we're going everything to the wall for the two seed. The guys down there probably get it. We need a whole lot of help. We don't need one thing to go our way. We need three different things to go our way.
TJ, I look at what other players.
Probably not going to happen, but we still got a shot.
It's not an exact science, but I do. Like the Rams. The Rams have pretty much said, Detroit, Dallas, we don't care. We're not playing anybody. We're in the playoffs. I want everybody healthy. We'll see somebody in 2 weeks. They have an opportunity. San Francisco has said, we're not playing anybody. This game is yours if you want it. Nah, we good. We're going to sit our guys as well.
Yeah, but I also think with that matchup, and I heard, I think it was Rieger talking about, oh, McVay doesn't want to play in Detroit. He wants to get the sevens. Well, I don't know how he spun it. When you look at that individual matchup, though, that's obviously a division matchup. Both teams are in the playoffs. I think there's a lot that goes into that where neither of those two teams, you're talking about the Rams and Niners, want to show the other team anything when they could possibly have a rematch themselves.
Okay, what are you going to show that they don't know already?
Well, you haven't played each other in a while. I mean, San Fran and the Rams played early in the season, right?
TJ, so it's the NFL. Everybody knows everybody's plays.
But there is something to be said. You're telling me if the Lions go into Dallas next week, they're not feeling confident based off of how they just played them this previous week? Like there's something with there's a relevancy about the timing which you play teams. You know what I'm saying? We just played Dallas. We know exactly what they are. Your preparation completely changes going into that week. It's not a bunch of unknowns. Oh man, I haven't played Micah Parsons since week two, or I haven't played these guys since last year. No, I just played them 2 weeks ago. I'm comfortable. I know what I'm going to get from these guys. It allows you to adjust your preparation a little bit. That's where I think when you talk about the Rams and Niners kind of both sitting guys, obviously the Niners have the one seed locked up. There's no motivation for them. But I think there is a part of gamesmanship that says we don't want to. We might see them again in a week and a half, another week. Like I don't want them to know what Aaron Donald is functioning at right now. If he's 80%, if he's 90%, I don't want them to know that. So I think a lot of that goes into the thought process of playing guys, not playing guys. Is also coaches would be lying to you if they told you they weren't looking a week in advance and trying to predict matchups and what are we going to see here? What are we going to see there? They're trying to skew all those things in their brains. And I think that when you specify the Niners and the Rams matchup, I think that some part of it that has to be in that thought process.
Here's the other thing. And I, like I said, this one is probably the dumbest take I have today, but I just feel like the culture you're trying to build here, like you're not the Niners, you're not the Ravens. You haven't earned the right to sit people. And Campbell, with this all-out approach, you know, high-octane fuel, like, it would go against everything this dude believes in to just sit everybody. And, TJ, laugh or agree, I don't know. I the fact that it's a divisional opponent, oh, no. I want to be the last thing they see before they go to sleep forever.
Yeah.
I want to put you down.
Yeah.
And it matters to me.
I'm definitely with you. And winning 12 games matters. Asserting your dominance over the division matters. And I think that not only this season, but, you know, I'm trying to look at the bigger picture, right? When the offseason comes and you're trying to attract free agents and you're trying to get guys in here, look what we did. This is a resume builder, right? If you go out there and say, hey, 12-win team, man, look what we got. There's a lot of little things that play into it as well.
Yeah, so, but a 12-win TJ, a 12-win team sounds great, but you know what else sounds better? Hey, we win in the playoffs. So, yeah, you won 12 games. I'd rather say, hey, you come to Detroit, look, we're building something, we're winning playoff games now. The playoff game means much more than this game against Minnesota.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we all agree. But I think in order to get to that point,
you're there.
I think resting guys is, for this particular team, I don't think is the right recipe. I still think you can go out and no matter who you play next week at Ford Field, you're going to beat. And if you go back to Dallas or, you know, if Dallas gets upset, whoever you play again, I think you're going to have a chance in every single game. I just don't think that heading into the playoffs, coming off of a week of rest with a lot of your most important players, is a great recipe. When you have this team full of inexperienced playoff games, when you have this team, a lot of young players that are playing meaningful snaps for them, I think they need to know what it feels like to keep stacking positive performances on top of each other.
And Rico, I'm biased and I admit it. Like, I'm admitting the bias. Like, when TJ told that story about 2011, or you go back to the Colts when they had Peyton Manning a couple of times. And like, there is a thing that when teams rest players, something happens. And I don't know what it is, but it's like a rhythm gets broken. It's like it. I just don't love it.
No, Mike, I understand, because people will point back to when the Titans beat the Ravens. But I think we only focus on the times where you rest people. You don't focus on the times where teams got rested and then they went out there and rolled the opponent, because it doesn't fit the narrative. So you don't remember that. You remember the outlier stuff.
Yeah, and I think veteran teams like San Francisco can afford to rest players because
they already know what they're doing.
With a ton of experience that were just in the NFC Championship game.
You got a guy that went to the Super Bowl right here as a quarterback.
Exactly, one guy.
How many guys in San Francisco? You only need one leader.
1 year ago.
One leader, that's all you need. It's Jared Goff. Let's go.
Okay, well, William Wallace is our quarterback. Okay, then.
There's no proven recipe. I think we're all kind of in the same spot. Look, come out of the game healthy, try to win the game. Those are the biggest two factors, I think, that I want to see this weekend.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.